Yes, indeed. It's 4:02. How's it going, everybody? This is Vin Maganzini, and thank you, Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers for setting everything up for me, getting everything ready for my big shoe. Every Saturday, you can hear Brian Young from 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and it's always a treat to follow after Brian and play songs for you and your show. And so, hey, this is WMFO in Medford, and I would love to hear from you. The show is going to start in just a minute or two. It's 4:03, and get ready. We're going to have a fun show. So this is WMFO in Medford.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And your friends right here on WMFO. And I have a song from Mel Torme coming up for Roy. But if you want to hear something, call me at 855-915-9636. Today I'm going to focus on some outtakes from Abbey Road, the famous legendary Beatles album. It was their last official one, and I have some outtakes that I really hope you enjoy. This is WMFO in Medford, but before we start the show, Acoustic Ceiling proper, we're going to hear something by Pink Floyd, and it's for the people of Ukraine. And I'm surprised this is off the news. It's the Ukraine murder of women and children and innocent people. Let's talk about Johnny Depp's marriage. Now let's talk about Ukraine, and let's play music going out to the people of Ukraine. This is WMFO in Medford. This is called Hey Hey Rise Up. WMFO Medford.
Украина зажурилася, а ми тут. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I used to go for keeping company, but now I want you just for me. That's the way it's gotta be. I'm down for double now. They tell me one and one are really two. You know what I know, this is true. You and I could fit somewhere. I'm down for double. What do you say? You know you got to give your love to someone. But tell that me I'm down for double till we two become one. They tell me love's a game that I should play. I used to jump and run away. Now until you name the day, I'm down for double now. Look out! My heart is new and double takes. You ought to hear the noise it makes. Frank West! Bring back the love that we once knew. Thrill me as only you can do. Keep me dangling on a string. You might be missing everything. Baby, I really dig you. Head over heels in love with you. Can't stop dreaming, can't stop scheming about you. Someone, but till that day I'm down for double till we two become one. They tell me love's a game that I should play. I used to jump and run away. Now until you name the day, I'm down for double now. Oh yeah, I see it's you for me. I'm down for double.
In twilight glow I see blue eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. And through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Yeah, land was no party. Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Blue eyes crying in the rain by the Red-Headed Stranger, otherwise known as Willie Nelson. What a lovely song. Willie Nelson singing the great song, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. And before that, we heard for Roy, we heard a track called Down for Double, and it's by the legendary Mel Torme. And we started the program off with Pink Floyd singing Hey Hey Rise Up, and it featured Andri Kayanyuk of Boombox. This is WMFO in Medford, and whoever left Hitler's Japanese Confidant, the book in The Lost and Found, at the radio station by Carl Boyd, come by and pick it up. Also, Mary Quiet, we have some gifts for you, and thank you for donating to Rockland Trust, and you will be getting gifts. Mary Quiet, if you don't want the gifts, call me at 855-915-9636 and make sure you tell me that it's you, and you have to tell me the secret word before I can let you take the gifts or give them up. Again, this is WMFO in Medford. 855-915-9636 is the phone number. And guess what? It's time to spotlight the record, Abbey Road. And it's a little chatter about Abbey Road, and then you'll hear from me, and then we'll hear one of the tracks from the legendary Abbey Road.
At the moment, what are you devoting energy to, Johnny?
At the moment, I'm devoting most of my energy to the Beatles LP forthcoming.
Have you decided a title for it?
Yeah. Yes, Abbey Road, it is called.
Is it?
Abbey Road by its Beatles.
Paul, first of all, congratulations on another super LP from the Beatles.
I personally like it better than the last one that we did.
You do?
The double album, yeah. So I like the songs a bit better. I think it's more of an LP. It's very good.
What were your own favourite numbers? Which were you particularly satisfied yourself on this LP? Which ones stand out?
Well, I like Come Together. That's a great one, which is John's one.
Yeah.
I like Something, George writes. I think it's, for me, I think it's the best he's written.
And as Paul just said, it's the best song on the album. Here's Something by George Harrison and the Beatles. Lovely music. Listen closely.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Something in her smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave now. You know I believe in how. You're asking me where my love grows. Way she knows she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
The only reason I started to write songs was because I thought, well, if they can write them, I can write them. You know, because really, everybody can write songs if they want to, if they have a desire to, and if they have sort of some musical knowledge and background. And then it's by writing them, the same as writing books or writing articles or painting, the more you do it, the better, or the more you can understand how to do it. And I used to just write songs. I still do. I just write a song and it just comes out however it wants to. And some of them are catchy songs, like Here Comes the Sun, and some of them aren't, you know. But to me, there's just songs and I just write them, and some will be considered as good by maybe the masses and some won't. But to me, they're just songs, things that are there that have to be got out.
What inspired Something, for example?
Maybe Patty, probably.
Really?
I think I wrote it at the time when we were making the last double album. And it's just the first line, Something in the Way She Moved, which has been in millions of songs. It's not a special thing, but it just seemed quite apt. And I usually get, like, the first few lines of lyrics and melody, both at once. And then I finish the melody usually first and then have to write the words. Like, there's another song I wrote when we were in India about 2 years, 18 months ago, and I wrote it straight away. And the first verse I wrote just said everything I wanted to say, like that. And then now I need to write a couple more verses, and I find it much more difficult. But John gave me a handy tip once, which is once you start to write a song, try and finish it straight away while you're in the mood. And I've learned from experience, yeah, because you go back to it and then you're in a whole different state of mind and it's more difficult. Sometimes it's easier, but on the whole, it's more difficult to come back to something. So I do now try and finish them straight away.
This is the first time that one of your songs has been released as a Beatles single, isn't
it? As an A-side, yeah.
As an A-side.
They blessed me with a couple of B-sides in the past, but this is the first time I've had an A-side. Big deal, eh?
Yes, and Here Comes the Sun, that sounds a more obvious one. You must have been inspired by the sun, but where were you?
The story behind that was, like Paul's song, You Never Give Me Your Money, I think, because whatever you're involved with rubs off and influences you. You Never Give Me Your Money was, I think, during all these business things that we had to go through to sort out the past. So it came out in Paul's song.
Was that written as a sort of dig, or was it written
No,
as
I don't think so. I think it's just written as that's what it is, you know, that's what we are experiencing, or Paul in particular. But Here Comes the Sun was the same period. We had meetings and meetings and all this, you know, bankers and, you know, lawyers and all sorts of things and contracts and shares. And it was really awful because it's not the sort of thing we enjoy. And one day I didn't come into the office. I just sort of, it was like sagging off school. And I went to a friend's house in the country and it was just sunny and it was all just the release of the tension that had been building up on me, and it was just really nice sunny day, and I picked up the
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her
Madge, she's a pretty nice girl. Someday I'm gonna make a mine, oh yeah. Someday I'm gonna make a mine.
I thought it was quite nice. On the whole, I think it's a pretty good album.
What are your own personal favourites? Which ones that I like, you really do like?
I like, my favourite one is, I think, Because.
Oh, yes.
And just because I like three-part harmony. We've never done something like that for years, I think, since a B-side. When you were red tonight, remember what I said tonight. So I like that. I like, I like lots of them. I like Never Give Me Your Money and Golden Slumbers and things.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You know, Paul always writes nice melodies. In fact, I don't know where he finds them half the time. It's amazing for doing that. I like Ringo's song because, I mean, most people say, oh, well, it's Ringo or, you know, haha or something, but it's great. The Ringo that's should superb. Do it. You know, why shouldn't he do
right,
it?
It's like mine.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. In, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden, in the shade. I'd ask my friend to come. Sorry, did I miss? I went wrong. Did I?
And all that. We could be warm beneath the storm.
So the little kids are going to love that.
Well, yeah, maybe some big kids like it. I've heard a few people already who are big kids saying that it's their favourite track on the album. So, you know, you can't, what one person may dislike certain things, somebody else likes it, which is makes it difficult doing albums because we're all influenced by sort of different things, and the Beatles has always been sort of a lot of different music. It's never been one sort of bag.
Would you like to see the Beatles performing on stage live again?
I don't know. I wouldn't mind playing, you know. I like playing guitar with people and singing a few songs and stuff. But I don't know as to going on clubs and things like that.
Yes. You can't split, can you?
No. Well, I think it's mental. It's a mental concept. But to physically or spiritually split is impossible. Well, maybe not physically, I mean spiritually.
Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, doo 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 doo.
Mighty Toots and the Maytals with Pressure Drop. Before that was Clash, and we did a little feature of the Beatles. That's right. We focused on some outtakes from Abbey Road, from the Beatles, and I hope you enjoyed that. And one more Pressure Drop for you. This one, I have a feeling you've never heard this one. It's by a fellow named Keith Richards, and I hope you enjoy it. This is Pressure Drop by Keith Richards and the Meatheads on WMFO Medford.
Put your hand in the old bag again.
Thank you. Talk for hours.
Okay, classic jazz here with Miles Davis, a track called Milestones. And right now it's time for the rundown. Okay, on today's Acoustic Ceiling, you heard the following selections. Back at 4 o'clock, we start off with Pink Floyd with Hey Hey Rise Up, featuring Andrei Kayanok of Boombox. That's a song for Ukraine. And then it was Mel Torme by request. Thank you, Roy, for calling in. We heard Down for Double from Night at the Concord Pavilion from Concord 1990. Willie Nelson did the great track Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain from the Essential Willie Nelson, also can be found on the Redheaded Stranger. And then it was the Beatles. We heard tracks from the Super Deluxe Anniversary Edition of Abbey Road. We heard Something, Octopus's Garden, Here Comes the Sun, all from the Anniversary Edition. And I wish that could be heard on other releases. Unfortunately, I had to get it from the library. It's so expensive that I don't actually own that. And thank you, Medford Public Library, for lending it to me. And remember, the Medford Public Library can lend it to you, too. This is WMFO in Medford. After the Beatles from the anniversary edition of Abbey Road, we heard Richie Havens' take on Here Comes the Sun. It's from his release called Live at the Cellar Door and the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. The great Richie Havens performing Here Comes the Sun. We heard the song Pressure Drop. We heard The Clash do Pressure Drop from Clash on Broadway. We also heard Toots the Maytals sing Pressure Drop and Keith Richards, and I believe it was Toots the Maytals joining him on the Run Rudolph Run single. By request for Cal Cali, we heard Mudcrutch sing Scare Easy from the Mudcrutch record. Apparently that was Tom Petty's first band before he formed the Heartbreakers. Then it was Real Estate with Talking Backwards. What a great pop single that is. It's really a delight, and it's easy on the ears in every way. Real Estate singing Talking Backwards. And in the background is Miles Davis wrapping up the program with Milestones. Well, I can't thank you enough for listening. This is 91.5 FM. It's WMFO.org. Every Saturday, you can listen to all the programs on WMFO. Start your day off at 9 o'clock with Mike on the Mic. And then at 11, it's Something About the Women. Then it's Brian Young and Crash Course for the Ravers from 1 o'clock all the way till 4 o'clock. My show's called Acoustic Ceiling. It's from 4 to 5. And call me. Let me know what you think of the show. 855-915-9636. Also, if you have any clues about the Gardner Museum heist, give me a call. Remember, it's 855-915-9636. Psst. I'll take any advice at all. Okay, I'd love to hear any word about the Gardner heist. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm Vin Magazzini saying, hey, remember, the two most important days in your life are one, the day you were born, and two, the day you find out the reason why. Thank you for listening. WMFO Medford.
summer alone.